Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, everyone.
Now, while we're in Olympic fever... D. Stanley. So what's he done? On social media yesterday, he's put a question out there. What jockeys would you select to represent Australia if horse racing was an Olympic sport? Over
fair
to you, Dave.
Fair question.
We sort of spoke about it yesterday on Punter's post-mortem, and he put it out on social media, and it's been a bit of a hit. There's been heaps of responses on there from different punters sort of suggesting who they would pick, and there was a bit of back and forth. A few people tipped James McDonald, and people quietly reminding that
he's
person.
Kiwi.
Well, James McDonald's a Kiwi, so... won't be representing Australia, wouldn't think. And, I went with Zach Purton, who I didn't go with originally because I just completely forgot because I was thinking just Australia. But he'd have to go in, I think, for sure. Jamie Carr. And then it'd be a race for the Sydney spot, whether Tommy Berry or maybe Nash. But I'll probably go with Tommy Berry considering his form.
Oh, I need to expand on this then, Davo. Why those three?
Why those three? Well, Jamie... you know, pretty self-explanatory. Her season's been tremendous, and you know what she could do on the national stage. Tommy Berry, because of his balance, and you know, again, you take out J Mac, and he's the winner of the Sydney Jockeys Premiership. And Zach, because of his international experience and what he's done over there in Hong Kong, you know, like he's a one of the best products we've produced. So a lot of different ideas out there. People saying they'd put Huey Bowman in because
yeah,
of his. Yeah, because of his, you know, experience at the top level, of obviously the pressure of Winks and overseas and whatnot. And, there's lots of different ideas floating around, so it's an interesting one. You guys got any ideas?
Good pub argument, isn't it?
It is a good pub argument.
I definitely have Huey because...
Tommy.
Remember we had Huey on our
Karen
show.
Karen McAvoy?
Yeah, oh, great international experience as well. But Huey, he said how... like he wrote so well last Saturday how he admitted, he said, I find it hard to get up almost outside of carnival time.
Well, if you're looking at carnival jockeys as well, Bossy. Like, if you look at Bossy does in big races, like if he was representing Australia, he'd lift, I reckon. He'd be one of those jockeys.
Yeah. Again, we could spend an hour debating this.
There's plenty that we've missed.
Reece Jones, he's brought up 100 winners for the season at Scone yesterday.
Yeah, he did it, guys, on Empowerment yesterday. And, He's a jockey, guys, that a lot of Sydney punters would have seen about a month ago and sort of disappeared for a little while. And the reason for that, guys, is obviously, you know, apprentice jockeys only get a certain amount of winners in the city before their claim goes down. And what they decided to do there was, after his original success, they just decided to ease back and say, okay, let's wait for the new season. We don't want to use up his 3-kilo claim there, and we want to target the Sydney Apprentice Jockeys Premiership next season and see if we can win that. So they just decided to ease out of the city for a few weeks and wait for that new season. So that's why we haven't seen him much in Sydney in the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks after his initial success. But he brought up 100 winners there yesterday at Scone, and I'm sure once that new season begins, we'll see him back in the city. And he's going to be well thought after, no doubt, in the new season.
Will Blake McDougall win the Australian Jockeys Premiership?
It's going to be tight, Loz. I think he's two behind at the moment. He's got 191 and 2 half wins, which I believe count as full. So I think he's 193 and Chris Parnham's 195 or a couple in front anyway. And he missed out yesterday at Karawa, so no luck there. And he's got a couple of scratchings today at Kara, but I think he's got the 5 rides. I think he's got including 4 favourites. So I think he's a couple behind, but Chris Parnham is the leader over in Western Australia. And, geez, he's had an amazing season over there, and I think he rides tomorrow at the midweeks and then Northam, and then I think he drives or he probably fly, but it's 10-hour, there'd be a 10-hour drive to Carnarvon on Saturday for another crack there. So Blake, I believe, got today, and then he's got Goulburn on Friday, and I believe he's riding at Muswellbrook on Saturday as well. So they've both got a few meetings still to try to win that, and it's going to go down to the wire, no doubt about it. But for those cheering on Blake, you'll get another chance today at Cowra.
There's another one. Willie Pike has to be in, says first pick, says TC.
I've just thought of a couple more. Craig Williams, you could got Ollie.
Ollie? Yeah. The reason I said Huey, because in the big stage, Huey loves that big stage. So particularly for your country, I reckon he's a must pick. But we could debate this for hours. Brad Davidson, love your work, mate. We'll catch you soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys. Cheers.